Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, American Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington on Liberty Broadcasting, the American Christian Network affiliate. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yes.
Boy, we've got so much wiffling, which, you know, this is kind of looking like that end scene in the first Matrix, you know, or maybe that's the second Matrix where Agent Smith is descending upon Neo, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
He turns into like a million agents.
Right.
And so then Neo grabs a pipe, a clothesline pipe, and starts just having to belt them all out. That's kind of what this little era feels like, doesn't it?
It's they're duplicating, the Agent Smiths are duplicating and and quadruplicating. It's everywhere. Absolutely astounding to see, like, all of these pro-Hamas demonstrations all over the world, all over Europe and the United States. I've got a story on this. You know, who's behind all these pro-Palestinian protests coming out of nowhere simultaneously?
Right.
You know, it's the same creeps that we've been up against, you know, that hate the West, hate America, hate God.
That's right.
And they're just there to stir up chaos.
Right. And now they've basically had the racing flag drop. Right. You know, they're getting the go ahead more and more each day, and so, boy, you know, if we haven't started the last 7 years yet, it's astonishing, because who, you know, what's going to happen in the last 7 years, the final 7 years before Christ's return, right?
Oh yeah,
this is ramped up so hard and so fast that it's just hard to imagine what would be beyond this.
Well, it's happened so quickly. And what we do know from prophecy, all the nations of the world are going to come up against Israel.
That's right.
And right now it's looking like all these, you know, you still have the European nations, NATO countries saying, you know, we're going to back Israel. But they're also kind of holding back, you know, is make sure you don't go too extreme on Palestine, you know, the Gaza Strip.
Well, it's because they're being pushed into a corner, especially with Israel just releasing actual body cam footage to the media, where they can't try to claim that none of this happened anymore. And you could just imagine that if this was deeply traumatizing to the Israeli soldiers, the IDF, you know, they could hardly handle it. And fellow soldiers were having to counsel each other over the horror they were looking at.
Yes.
And so I think that probably pretty much shut up a whole bunch of people from the United Nations.
Well, it really did, yeah, when they had, except for Gutierrez, they're calling for his resignation. We'll get to that.
That's right.
But, you know, even in some of these so-called patriot type of threads that I've seen, the anti-Jewish hatred among supposed patriots.
Right.
Basically saying, I haven't actually seen any babies beheaded. I'm like, really? Do you want to?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you need to?
That, yeah, no kidding.
Well, just until they can prove it, I'm not going to believe them.
They did prove it.
And here's the other thing. My response to that kind of a person is that if you saw it, you still wouldn't believe it. If we showed you pictures, graphic pictures.
Yeah, they just say it was AI.
Right. They're going to come up with some other reason to. So it doesn't matter. Even if you had proof, you won't believe it, because there is proof. There's evidence all over the place. And the media, all the media of the world was invited to watch all the footage that they have. And they wouldn't allow them to film it, but they're all saying, oh, yeah, it's true. And it's worse than we thought it was.
Yep.
What the Israelis are saying, it's actually worse. Yep. So they got to see it, and there are still going to be people that will deny the Holocaust.
I know.
That never really happened. That was all fabricated by the, you know, deep state Bilderbergers and whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
the, yeah. Well, they, yeah. It's, they've got a reason, you know, they've got a reason because it benefits them, you know, to lie like that.
Well,
and so
it's a spirit.
It is. And the whole point for Christians about this matter should be cut and dried, absolutely
yes.
black and white.
Yep.
And here's why. We all know and have heard this a bazillion times in our life as Christians. Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That is
right.
God. That is God referring to the Jewish people.
Yes.
And the Jewish people who live in the land that God gave them.
Yeah.
And Jesus is a product of all of that. And so any Christian that is cursing Israel or the Jews right now,
mm-hmm.
oh boy.
You're on the wrong side of things.
You are so on the wrong side of the fence, and God is aware of it.
Yeah.
Because watch your finances, watch out how stuff's, you know, maybe your prayers quit being answered. You're suddenly finding yourself not doing so well in your job or people are coming against you. It's because God is aware of everyone who blesses the Jews and who curses the Jews.
Yes. Yep.
So,
absolutely.
I mean, that's a very frightening position for any Christian to take, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, on that note, we should probably get to the word of the day a little bit earlier than usual.
Yep.
And want to make sure we have plenty of time to get through that and get to, we've got some clips that we want to play in segment two.
That's right. Clips from Count Gutierrez himself, as well as the ambassador, Israel's ambassador to the UN. And so we've got both clips from their statements, and they're very heartfelt, and, or at least from Israel anyway.
Yeah.
And so we can't wait to get to those. But let's get to the word of the day. And the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Psalm 22, verses 1 through 15. And actually, we're going to read the other part of that for tomorrow's Word of the Day, especially since this is Christ's own thoughts while on the cross. And yesterday we had mentioned Isaiah 53 and that
yes.
the Jews they refuse to read it because that is another absolute clear description of Jesus himself being a Jew and operating under all of the prophecies that he came to fulfill.
Yes.
And so it's just interesting that this is the random turning for today, because this is a continuation of that same thing we were talking about yesterday.
That is just awesome.
So outstanding.
That's the Lord.
That's him. All right. Okay. So it reads, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breasts. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. And that's it. That's where we'll pause for today.
Wow. Yeah.
Because that's his own thoughts on the cross.
Right.
Which
isn't that something? And some of his actual words from
yes,
the cross.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so here it's you know, King David, the prophet as well.
Right.
You know, I mean, boy, that's really outstanding. And it's no surprise because this is how God rolls.
Right? That's right.
You know, everything.
Right from Isaiah 53 yesterday, right into this one, Psalm 22 today.
Yep.
Back to back.
That's right. And, you know, that's that if you've ever wondered, you know, like once we get to heaven, if we'll see the actual event of him being on the cross. Well, mm-hmm. here is if you wanted to get a very, very clear mental picture of what was going through his mind, what he was thinking, and what was actually happening, Psalm 22 is the place to read.
Right. Wow, so, that's just a good one.
Yep. And especially when he is describing that, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Right? And he says, the next verse, our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them.
That's right.
Right? And so this is an outstanding point that here was the Messiah in front of Israel. For real.
Right.
For real. There he is. He's right there and describing how God has always been trusted by the Jewish people in Israel. He's always delivered them. He's always done wondrous things and great things for them.
Yep.
And so, you know, this is a phenomenal thing to read, especially right now.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Especially as we draw so close to his return.
Yep.
It's been 2,000 years. It's back at this moment right here that we're, you know, reading about his thoughts while he's on the cross. 2,000 years ago now is about ready to come to the next long-awaited, long period of time, you know, the 70th week of Daniel.
Right.
And it's just right around the corner. That's why all of these things happening in Israel right now are all of the pieces being set in place to start putting that in motion.
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the gory details of it, you know.
Right.
It's very, very... I mean, it's a terrible and a great thing at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where yes, we are blessed because all the generations before us have wished to see these days themselves.
Yes, they have. And we are their envy.
That's right. You know? That's right. And yet here we're tossed into this chaotic mixing bowl all of a sudden that is so unnerving. It's so terrible to watch all of these events just fall into utter chaos.
Yes.
Where everything was stable. You know, what you and I grew up in was stability.
Yes. Peace, and, stability.
Yep.
And safety.
Traditional Christianity that's just very measured. It's very, it's order. You know?
Well, we got to see and live in and experience America at its absolute height,
That's
its
right.
peak.
That's right.
And, you know, all the prosperity and security that comes from that. You know, but I remember in those times, as a teenager and a young adult in the 80s and 90s, when you read prophecy in Revelation, Ezekiel, Daniel, you wonder, wow, what would that actually look like? Like, what are the daily headlines going to read
right.
like?
Right.
You know, when will that? And there's so much that seemed so far away because so much had to happen. But you can see how quickly something can happen in an instant.
Yep.
Can hurl you right toward all of that. So, you know, we are seeing those headlines now of what the end times looks like, and there is supposed to be absolute global war chaos because the Antichrist is going to come in and bring peace.
That's right.
And everybody's just going to, wow, you are the man. Wow, this
yep.
is,
well,
you've got all the answers.
That's right. And we'll know, well, the whole world will know when that 7-year period starts, basically, when that peace declaration is made.
Yeah.
Because shortly thereafter, the Jews rebuild the temple. And the temple sacrifices resume, and it's at the 3.5 year mark that the Antichrist steps in and stops all the animal sacrifices and declares himself God from the temple.
Sets himself on the mercy seat.
Yep, that's right. That's the abomination of
desolation.
Desolation.
And that's when the Jews, the real, actual, true Jews living in Israel, run.
Yep.
Run for your life.
Drop everything you've got and run.
Don't run into the house and grab up your pack. Just run. Go.
Right. Yeah. And that, you know, that we won't be here to see that, but that's another scenario that's going to be unfolding that I don't want to know why that is. You know what I mean?
Right.
What kind of statement would God be telling his people, run for your ever-loving lives as fast as you can. Just drop everything. Don't even look back. Just run.
Yep.
That's a scary thing to hear from the Lord.
Yes, and that's coming for real and soon.
That's right.
Wonder what that's going to look. Wonder what the headlines that day are going to read.
Ew, I don't want to know.
I don't either. All right. Well, good. That's Psalm 22.
Psalm 22, verses 1 through 15, and we'll resume tomorrow with 16 and the rest.
Looking forward to that. All right. Thank you.
Praise God for that.
Yes. All right. The segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, taking care of your website, whether it's a ministry, business, or a website for any reason. You can support a Christian-owned business located in the American Redoubt. They take care of hundreds of websites, and they'd be happy to take care of yours as well. Check them out at tlcwebhosting.com, and we'll be back with segment two right after these messages. Stay right there. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hoping you're off to a safe commute this morning. Thank you guys for your support. Those of you who have stepped up, if you are blessed by The Morning Commute and you want to help support us and keep us on the air, we're very grateful. We're mostly listener supported. And you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and find out the different ways that you can support us. We're very grateful. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two, cool stuff lined up.
That's right. Well, everyone, welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday, where we get to wiffle all of the evil things going on.
Yes.
And happy to be able to do it. You know why? Because God gave us that authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that they shall in no way harm us.
That's right.
And so that is Luke 10:19. And just remember that authority that we were given and use it often. And we use it so often, it's a verb in our house. We've got a 10:19. We've got a Luke 10:19.
Luke 10:19.
Yep, and it works.
Speaking of scorpions and serpents, there's a picture of occasional Cortex here with a big old grin on her face. On this article, who's behind the pro-Palestinian protests? Would you be surprised that primarily it's the Democratic Socialists of America?
Yes.
Yeah, they self-describe as the largest socialist organization in the United States with over 92,000 members and chapters in all 50 states. Now, right after this Hamas terrorist attack, They are out there showing support for the Palestinians, aka Hamas, terrorists, waving pre-made, commercially made banners just for the occasion.
That's right.
Waving Palestinian flags. It's amazing. Like, thousands of people all showed up, like, right away with Palestinian flags.
They
didn't even have to order them off of Amazon or anything. They had them already in hand.
And they were all around the White House chanting Allah, Ahu Akbar.
Right.
And that, as while they're praying, they're chanting the jihadist statement.
Yes.
Absolutely not in America. Nope. That is absolutely unforgivable.
That's anti-American.
Yep. That is a Hamas takedown phrase. And so, of course, we've got this thing from the Daily Mail that says migrant encounters at the U.S. southern border hit all-time high of 269,735 in September as the fiscal year finishes with a record 2.48 million interceptions.
Yes.
Not to mention the 1.5 million plus that were called gotaways.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, this Hezbollah is who is coming across our border right now.
ISIS, Nazis.
That's right.
They are ready to go operational. Folks, we live in a completely different world now. You have not, it has not touched you yet.
That's right.
So use this time, this lull right now, the quiet, the calm before the storm, to position yourselves logistically, financially, tactically, in every way that you can, because everything's shifting, tectonic shift of the whole world.
Huge.
And we are in the crosshairs of so many countries that are very capable of doing a lot of damage, and they're already inside the wire. Prepare yourselves.
Well, and to that, Marjorie Taylor Greene had an excellent idea of more or less holding any more funding to leave this nation, hold all of that hostage until our border is secure.
Yep. Absolutely.
I think that's a fantastic idea. By all means, if you guys ever want another dollar to leave this nation, we want our border shut right now.
Absolutely. Yep. We've been saying that actually for a long time.
That's right.
But, and that goes for the UN. Stop all funding for the UN until we secure our southern border, and this head guy of the UN, Gutierrez,
Count Gutierrez.
Oh.
Yep.
Resigns.
Absolutely. Yep.
Matter of fact, you've got that lined up.
I do have that ready and waiting here. Go ahead and listen to what UN Secretary General Count Antonio Gutierrez has to say.
I'm deeply concerned about the clear violations of international humanitarian law that we are witnessing in Gaza. Let me be clear. No party to an armed conflict is above international humanitarian law. The grievances of the Palestinian people cannot justify the appalling attacks by Hamas, and those appalling attacks cannot justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
Oh yeah, stopping the humanitarian crisis can begin with stopping fuel going in there. These guys have, I'm looking at it, it's 12 massive tanks, millions of gallons, millions of liters of diesel fuel that Hamas has stolen from these relief. If you want to cry about hospitals not having fuel for your generators, talk to Hamas. They're the ones that are stealing this humanitarian aid, and they're the ones solely responsible for this.
That's right. And also where he says no party to an armed conflict is above international humanitarian law. Hello,
right.
Count Gutierrez, who started it? Who went in there in an armed attack and attacked civilians, women, and children unarmed? That was them.
Right.
That was them that started it. And so, first of all, Netanyahu clearly outlined that those were international war crimes, and they must be held account for international war crimes of, one, attacking unarmed civilians in the first place, that's a war crime, and the other international war crime that they need to be prosecuted for is using people as human shields. They do that on purpose.
Yes.
They purposely, intentionally hide in these civilian locations.
That's right. And they're wearing civilian clothes while they're firing mortars. So when they get killed, there's pictures of civilians killed by the Israelis.
Right.
Well, We've got the other one. This is the guy from the Palestinian side.
Yeah, this is the ambassador from the state of Palestine. Listen to what he has to say.
Almost all those killed by Israel are civilians. Over 1 million displaced, 170,000 housing units destroyed. More injustice and more killing will not make Israel safer.
Well, stop hiding your soldiers and firing rockets and mortars from behind civilians.
Exactly.
And from hospitals.
And stop using them as human shields on purpose. And so, Netanyahu personally, I mean, he stated that they always warn the civilians.
Yes, they do.
That they're going to be bombed and leave those areas. They are well informed prior to, and if they stay there, that must mean there's Hamas supporters.
Or Hamas is holding them hostage and not letting them leave.
That's right.
Talk to Hamas.
That's right.
All right. And, well, the Israeli UN delegate weighed in.
Yep, that's right. Here we go.
Yep, here we go.
Hamas are the new Nazis. I hear the call for proportionality. I hear the calls, as say Lynn before, for a ceasefire. Tell me, what is a proportionate response for killing of babies? For rape women and burn them, for beheading of a child. How you can agree to a ceasefire with someone who swore to kill and destroy your own existence? How? The proportional response to October 7 massacre is a total destruction, to the last one of the Hamas. It is not only Israel's right to destroy Hamas, it's our duty. For Israel, it's a matter of survival. The free world should remember and never forget what happened on October 7th. Today, this barbaric terror hit Israel. Tomorrow, it will be at everyone's doorstep,
Yep, so it's a showdown for sure, Patriots. Pray for the Republic and for Israel, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wifflebout Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian Patriots out there.